Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Kamash Malon Kol Shehu. Daful Gav De Kulo Mechad Mino. Even though everything's from the same species, but Inan De Lahavi Mechamishes Aminim. We need to be for the five grains. Ve'ilo, and if not, Lomav Archina Lav Bori Aleh Bori Minei Mezonis. We will not make a bracha on it. Al Bori Minei Mezonis. Or as Rashi explains, is meal. And Doichin is pants. Tosfos argues on this, and we do not follow Rashi as a general rule, because Rashi is not explaining Oriz as rice. Tosfos is Kemaisa Kedera. Bracha Shemavarchin al Maisa Kedera. A bracha you'll make on this pat, this food, this dish, Shalchamish is Aminin, which is made from the five grains. Bracha Achas Mainch Gimel. Veshuli Pirkin at the end of our parak, Mefarishla Alamichia, that will explain that's talking about the bracha we call Alamichia. But Ori is Lab Maisa Kedera, so Mafkasle Michal Maisa Kedera is no longer considered a Maisa Kedera, the bracha Acharis, another bracha. Elohe Maisa Kedera, in your bracha, Chilka Targis, Zoriz, and Arsin. Mefarishla Bamoy Kotans, all explain the Moy Kotan. Chilka is Chiti, the Mitavri, the Asiso, Chadalatarti. It's wheat which has been split into two. And Targis is Chadala Tlas, it's one wheat that stalk has been split into three. And Zariz is Chadala Arba, is 1 to 4. And Arsin is Chadala Chamesh, 1 to 5. Homani Hachma Sisna Katani Oriz Kamaisa Kadera. Who's the author of the Mbraisa, which holds that Oriz rice has the status of Maisa Kadera, the dish, cooked dish? Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri is Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. Hachin Garcinon, our Rabbanon Lo, Bahatanyo. The Lugarsin and Rashi says we don't have the Girs of the Hilchusa of the Gemara Paskening. Why? Because of the Hilchus Gedolus, so it comes from the Sefer Hilchus Gedolus of the times of the Goinim. HaKoyseis Kemoshehi as it is. Ofo Bishula Acher Sha'ofa Betanur, after you baked it in the oven, the Asa Lechem, and you turned it into bread. Chazar Bishula B'mayim, afterwards you cooked it in water. Shaprusos Kayamos, Shalom Nimuchu, but Bishulon, they have not dissolved in by being cooked, when cooked. Bracha achas mein gimel ala mechiv v'ala kakola. It's the bracha v'ala mechiv v'ala kakola. Ubishul ipirkim afarish. Let me explain at the end of the parak why Rashi has to repeat this, which he did earlier in Amid. I do not know. Ela lav rabbananhi v'katani barim minei mezonis, and it says that you're supposed to say barim minei mezonis, but you have to the Rav Shmuel and its refutation against Rav and Shmuel's opinion. Ha Rabbi Yehuda. That you have to say this bracha barimnei zeroim. That's Rabbi Yehuda. He's Rabbi Yehuda. Katani lechom min umin me'ein berchosai. It's saying each species according to the bracha that is most connected to it and similar to what it is. Can the first lekayim on beperkan, as explained later in the perek, alibe according to his opinion. Hilchach liyirakos the vegetables barimnei deshalim and lechitin is dezramnin that their seeds barimnei zeroim. Or bonim bein zeroim bein yirakos is bari pri adam. He makes a bracha bari pri adam of lobin. Only for each actual specific species, its own particular bracha. V'lo klum kolaymer ain taun mivirkas peres eretz yisrael. V'lo klum, he did not need from the bracha that has to do with brachas of peres eretz yisrael at all. Ela bari nefashos are both. So he has to say the bracha bari nefashos. Gakol midi the less mishivas. I mean, like anything else which does not come from the seven special species of Eretz Yisrael. Koisvois him tamarim, they are dates. Him dvash haomer b'shivas aminim. That is the honey which is said by the shivas aminim. She dvash is of ben tamarim. That the honey flows from the dates. Kofa to birich la'achrein afterwards. Mishmo shel Rabban Gamliel. In the name of Rabban Gamliel. Lam zayin omed beis. There's a differentiation by the types of grain. She'im also pass if you made it into bread. Hakol moishim circle achav gimel brachos. Everyone agrees that you'll need to say the three brachos afterwards, which means air benching. Oh, af im min dogon hu, even if it is a type of dogon of the grains. El shelo also pass. You didn't make it into bread. B'shtayim elu. In these two cases, dechol Rav Gamliel v'chacham. That's when Rav Gamliel v'chachamim are arguing. Mayo kimta lahud el. That which you said earlier, the ketani that we said of sof bracha achas mein sholosh. That afterwards is one bracha from three, which is what we refer to as Al-Mikhya. Karen Gamliel, Ema Sefer Dereisha, that he must eat some, that Braisa, the Master Gabi Akoisis Esachita, that you were a person who was eating the wheat, as is, as a toasted wheat, that he Reisha Dido, that, which is the Reisha, which is that's Reisha, but Gatani Sefer, and by the Sefer, it said, Ena Prusas Kayamas, if the pieces are not still intact. Hashta, I feel a Daisa, even on the oatmeal porridge type of dish. Amar Gamil Mastin Sar Gamil said in the Mishnah Basraisa in the last Braisa. o min dogon, or a type of grain. V'lo also passing, he didn't make it into bread. Mevarach achar v'gimur brachos, he still bench afterwards. Einar prusos kayem ashe b'tchilo so pas mamash haye, that originally it was a real bread. V'boi v'shinimuach migor medaisa, and when it dissolves, is it going to be any worse than the porridge? Elav rabbanan he, the army that said gan b'daisa, that said by a porridge, bracha achas, it's one bracha. V'haynami v'shinimuach la pasu, and that also when it dissolves is not considered bread. V'havi k'daisa, and it's like porridge. Vilchus alogarzin, we don't make garis this over here either. Rita is who chovetz kadera, that's this chovetz kadera dish which was mentioned in the end of Lamed Vav Amid Beis about flour, honey, and oil together. The chakloi b'nei kfar, it's from the villager's type. The mashi will kimcha shemar b'l kemich, they put a lot of flour in it. The mechuzo is b'nei krach, it's not particular. Mechuzo, just, that's his city, but he means the city dwellers, the way they make the dish. Chavitza ke'ein is some sort of dish which they would crumble bread into the pot. If you have crumbs that are kazayis worth, that you still make a motzi. Yisrael is standing. And he gives it to a kohen to actually offer it up. It's not that Yisrael himself is offering up. Omer baruch shechiyanu. Im lo hevi menachol zeh yamer rabban. If he hasn't brought a carbon mincha in a long time, not lo ochon hakohen, the kohen is going to eat it. But tani lo, we said kolaymer, it means to say, it's not al mincha, it's minchas machavas and minchas marcheshes, the different types of menachos hakrevas when they're offered up, kishen nefuis when they are already baked. The kulam paita don kolaymer means to say boitzen, you gotta break them up koydim kmitza before the kmitza of oisin some petitin, you make them into smaller pieces kazeisim around the size of a zayis. Said pitos. So some pitim, it says in the pasuk, "Alma pititin kazesim mevarch aleim hamotzi." If you have pitim, which are the pieces which are the size of a zayis, you're going to make a bracha on them of hamotzi. Parchon the menachos afuyus ala machavos ala marchoshes. The different types of menachos of machavos and marchoshes. The machavos is the thinner pot. The marchoshes is the deeper pot. Koydim kmitza for kmitza. You're smashing up. Ad shemachzir on the sultan. This opinion is that you have to smash it up until it's ready again into flour form. Hachanami the polig ahadik katani mevarach hamotzi, and tell me that they argue that what you say you have to say hamotzi. But Tanya lokat mekulam petite hamenoches kazayis when the kamar yoytze bo yidei chavasei. But Pesach, and since it says that you fulfill your obligation of Pesach mishum achilas matzah for eating the matzah, the mitzvah asei, which is the mitzvah asei dichsev be'erev toichel matzos, in the evening you have to eat matzah. So also lechem be'ini, you need to be bread dichsev be'lechem oni. It's the blood of our affection. Am lechem havi, it's considered bread. The mevarach hamotzi, you make a bracha v'motzi. V'mas nisan al karchach Rabbi Yishmolhi. That Mishnah must be Rabbi Yishmol. You're taking from all of them a kazayis. It's talking about where you'd smash the menachos into less than the kazayis. Tosos argues this whole thing talking about menachos. Ein shom. When he went back and mixed them together, and then rebaked it. Arson is loshen ariso sechem, your dough. Don't wait the amount of it takes to eat kazayis until you finish eating the amount that you need to. They're eating more than half of a kikar, which would be 8 eggs sized, which means that half of it is arba basin, 4 basin. That is a shear of combining and eating. If you wait longer than that, the eating is not considered combined. The havelik oichol chetzi zayis hayom, the chetzi zayis lamachris, the equivalent of eating half a zayis today and half tomorrow. But in bochi of kares is not going to be a kares in chometzu if it is chometz. That's Rashi's share that the share is 4 beitzim. Rambam has a smaller share of 3 beitzim. Vibush arsim husha achol lashin yachin lebayile. You have to tell me when it's the lashin yachin. I should have used the lashin yachin because it's all one piece now. Hachem ma'iskin b'shaloi arson he. So when I told him you didn't mix it together, because the Gemara says we originally said, "V'hadik etani the chashav l'mahavi lechem," that which you said is considered chashav to be considered bread. The bama lechem gadol came from a large loaf. V'nishar min alechem shalom nifras kulo, and there's something left over from the original loaf because it hasn't all completely been made into crumbs. Aval im nifras kulo, if all of it's been made into crumbs, lo chashivi petitin avachusim gezayis, that pieces which are less than gezayis are not chashav. You're not going to make a bracha on a moitzi. You're not going to fulfill your obligation of matzah, eating matzah on the night of Pesach. Teresa in the home of Torah Maris Alechem has to look like bread. The Ara Oysa Mokum Chalal, but Kira was a small rectangular-ish oven that they had, and you make a hole like a ditch in the bottom. You put water and flour there, like you do in the pot. Gevil mirtach. You put flour and water in a kli, and you mix it together with a spoon, and you pour it onto the kira, when it's licked, which is like a pancake. It's that you bake while on a spit, you're constantly smearing it with oil, or with egg yolks and oil. Lechem ha'osei lekutach, ein oifnos obetamini, you don't bake it in the oven, elo b'chamer, rather only in the sun.